Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Well, let's get right into the message that I started at the first of the week on our need for renewal. How important it is, because the world we live in just wears us down. That's why we need to do those spiritual things that are necessary: prayer, spending time with the Lord in the Word, Christian fellowship, and disciplining ourselves. The Word of God talks about there's a discipline for our soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? We've been talking about ways of we can renew, that the Word of God tells us that our mind can be renewed. There was a renewal of strength physically as well as spiritually. There's spiritual fatigue that occurs so often in the battles that we go through, especially if they're sustained. They go on for a long time. And we need to just come to the Lord rather than look for relief in other areas. You know, some people, they just so get caught up in sports or hobbies or addictions or talking with other people. We need to allow the Lord Himself to be our source of solace and comfort. It's necessary for our natural carnal man to be able to be submitted to our spirit man. And if we're involved in complaining and doubt and condemnation, and all of us at one time or another, we've all been there. Isn't that true? But doesn't it just wears you out? Nothing is more wearisome than engaging in these negative practices. And so just as the natural man can't work well when exhausted and fatigued, so we cannot move with any efficiency with God if we're spiritually exhausted. And we also need physical rest. And I once heard a preacher years ago, and it really impacted me, what he said, that the Sabbath principle, the Sabbath day, should be a time in which we rest our bodies, rest our souls, our mind, our emotion, and rest our spirits, where we're disengaged from our normal activities. That's why there were so many injunctions under the Old Covenant about, I mean, they couldn't work, carry wood, stuff like that, because God wanted to be a separate change from the world in which we live in, because He knew what this world in each generation was going to be like for His people. And so that's critically important. Whatever that means to you, physical rest, a soul rest, a spiritual rest, that's what the Sabbath rest should be for you. And it's going to be different for each one of us. Some might just, you know, want to go out for a long hike. Someone else might just want to curl up with a good book. It's different for each one of us, and God, and it'll differ each time. But I remember there was one time in my life I was really faithful to do that, and it was just marvelous. I would just shut the door to the office, and it's like, I'm not going there. And I would do things that would just minister and nurture me personally. And those were wonderful times in the Lord, and He wants to do that with you. So spiritual rest, physical rest, and those are so important. You know, we long for change, we long for advance, and we know the wilderness is not our destiny. But we need to just allow time for the Lord to minister to us. And, you know, I've been reading the works of Mrs. Charles Coleman, and And that was written, my goodness, back in the 20s and 30s. And she talked about the pace then. It's like, oh my dear, if she could see what the world is like today. She died, I think it was in 1960. But my goodness, the way in my lifetime, I mean, I was born in 1944. So, and I'm going to be 70 next birthday. So I have seen so many changes in my lifetime. And we're busier than ever. And I think as much has been attributed to the advent of the computer, the internet, a cell phone, smartphones, and all kinds of iPad, things that I don't even know today. I mean, I just, you know, I'm not a high-tech person, but they're out there. But, you know, I'd like to share something which I think you might enjoy. UCM Partners, if they're on the mailing list, are from the I send a monthly letter of encouragement, and I encourage you, if you'd like to be on the mailing list, I do not beg for money, but my purpose is not only to inform partners of what's going on, but primarily to encourage them, to help them in their Christian walk. And I always enclose something with the letter in the prayer sheet. And not too long ago, I sent out this Satan Calls a Worldwide Conference, and I'm just going to read it to you. For those, and it's anonymous. I don't know who wrote it, but it really speaks about truth. Satan calls a worldwide conference. The huge crowd hushed as he stepped up to speak. We can't keep the Christians from going to church. We can't keep them from reading their Bibles and knowing the truth. We can't even keep them from their conservative values, but we can do something else. He paused. Everyone listened. We can't keep them from forming an intimate, abiding experience in Christ. If they gain that connection with Jesus, our power over them is broken. So let them go to church. Let them have their conservative lifestyles, but steal their time so they can't gain that experience in Jesus Christ. This is what I want you to do. Distract them from getting hold of their Savior and maintaining a vital connection through their day. How shall we do this? Shouted the demons. Simple. Keep them busy in the non-essentials of life and invent numerous schemes to occupy their minds, he answered. Tempt them to spend and spend, then borrow and borrow. Convince the wives to go to work and the husbands to work 6 or 7 days a week, 10 to 12 hours a day, so they can afford their lifestyles. Keep them from spending time with their children. Tell them that they're doing it for their children. Ah, that one works really well. All their family fragments, and soon their homes will no longer offer escape from the pressures of work. Overstimulate their minds so they cannot hear the still small voice. Entice them to play the radio or CD player whenever they drive, to keep the TV, the VCR, and their CDs going constantly in their homes, and see to it that every store and restaurant in the world plays music constantly. This will jam their minds and break their union with Christ. Fill their coffee tables with magazines and newspapers, pound their minds with the news 24 hours a day, invade their driving moments with billboards, flood their mailboxes with junk mail, sweepstakes, mail order catalogs, and every kind of newsletter and promotional offering, free products, services, and false hopes. Even in their recreation, let them be excessive. Have them return from their recreation exhausted, disquieted, and unprepared for the coming week. Don't let them go out into nature. Send them to amusement parks, sporting events, concerts, and movies instead. And when they meet for spiritual fellowship, invite them to gossip and small talk so that they leave with troubled consciences and unsettled emotions. Don't let them encourage and uplift each other. Keep those who are gifted encouragers especially busy and worn out. And above all, when they get together, keep them from praying for one another. Let them be involved in soul winning, but crowd their lives with so many good causes, they have no time to seek power from Christ. Soon they'll be working in their own strength, sacrificing their health and family unity for the good of the cause. It was quite a convention in the end. And the evil spirits went eagerly to their assignments, trying to cause Christians everywhere to get busy, busy, and rush here and there. Well, there's a lot of insight in that article. And if you'd like a copy, please feel free to write. I'll be happy to send it to you. As I said, it was one of the things I always include, some inspirational or humorous things in my letters. So if you'd like that, at the end of the broadcast, the announcer will give our contact information, and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. All right. Aren't you ready for some changes in your life? Don't you want to move forward to advance in the things of God? You might feel like you've been in the wilderness place, in the desert place for so long, but beloved, that's not your destiny. You know, we anxiously tug at God, cry out to Him in vain, asking Him to do something. And so many more are fainting in fatigue, having tried to do something for Him. So, beloved, we need rest spiritually, and we need rest physically. And also, there is a strength for the battles. There, you know, there's two kinds of battles that we're talking now about, renewing our strength that the Word of God talks about. And there's two kinds of battles. There's areas that are times of extreme conflict and trial. And then there's just the normal struggles and hassles of daily life. There are times we can go through a real season of real traumatic things, and then other times it's just the normal problems of living. Sometimes we're controlled by the tyranny of the should. And let me just share this with you, beloved. God gives strength for kingdom causes. Let me share a scripture. Isaiah 28 and 6, verse 5 says, "In that day shall the Lord of hosts be a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate." Beloved, if our battles are unrelated to the kingdom, it's difficult to appropriate divine strength to advance alien causes. Just our own thing, huh? God has promised daily provision. That's been promised by the Lord's loving supply. Luke 12 and 30 says, "Your Father knows the things that you have need of." He knows that you have need of these things. And it's foolish to go beyond that, to pull down barns already full, to dig something bigger and better. That driven urge that drives so many people, that so they can, you know, come to the place where they think they've got it made. Well, I see my time has just flown by, and we need to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray that you'll be able to join me. The announcer now is going to give you our contact information. I invite you to write. And again, if you want that little article on Satan Calls a Worldwide Conference, please just request it. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.